beginning of yesterday, we got the Shita of Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that Bittul does not help Chametz Yodua. If a person knows about Chametz and is Mevatel, that Bittul is not adequate. I should mention that it's a Machlokes that the Rambam holds this way. It's one Gerson in the Rambam. It doesn't say that it's not the Shita of Rambam, but there is a Gerson in the Rambam that Chametz Yodua, if you know that this Chametz, that Bittul doesn't help for Chametz Yodua. And the reason for that, the site will explain, is because that's considered that his Maisa is Saiser, his Bittul. The Maisa, keeping, if a person keeps Chametz in a place where he doesn't normally keep after the Ara, he doesn't usually keep his garbage, so that shows that he really does care about it. So Mamela, that it's sort of the Maisa is the spirit to the Bittul. And Mamela, the Bittul is not an adequate Bittul. That was the way the Bible explained the Shita around them. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back, and then Hagozi Yaitis, says that if you assume that Rashi holds like the Shita Sarambam, so we can have another explanation of our Rashi. Rashi has said that you have to do Bedika Shloyava Bavayra Bayimate. Rashi says that Bedika is needed, but you shouldn't be out. So the Kasha was, what do you mean? You're doing Bittul. If the Kasha was that if you're doing Bittul, so Mamela, you're not over Bayra Bayimate. But what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says is that a person who does Bittul in a house that's a normal house, that's music, that there's Chametz there, a person who has Bittul without Bedika, that's also called Chametz Yadua. Because everyone knows that in the house there's Chametz. You wouldn't clean before Pesach, you know that there's Chametz in your house. So a person who does a Bittul in his house without doing any type of Bedika, that's also a steer to his Bittul. And such a Bittul is not a real Bittul. A person who says that I don't want any Chametz and doesn't do a Bedika doesn't look straight at all. That's like doing a Bittul Chametz Yadua. And such a Bittul is not a Bittul. And that's why Rashi says that you need Bedika Shloyava Bavayura Bayimas. I think you'll realize that this Rabbi Yaakov Emden is a bigger Kiddush than the Rambam. The Rambam says if you know you have Chametz, the Bittul doesn't work if the Chametz you know. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that if you do a Bittul and you know that there's Chametz somewhere in your house that you didn't look for it yet, and not looking for it is also a spirit to the Bittul. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden is a little more, a step bigger Kiddush than the process of the Rambam. But I'll go upon him, it's the second Mahalach in Rashi. I saw this in a few other Achraimim as well. So we'll go with this Mahalach to explain how it should be Rashi.
There's no Chametz in the house at all, let's say.
If you know for sure there's no Chametz in the house, then you really need a bit. You don't need a bit from it. So you would know.
Like
well, there's no, in which case?
The case that
you're saying
that the
biblical
out of the deeper
is a serious
decision.
Right. So it's not a serious thing.
You're saying that the
biblical
is not
my
sure.
You should think
you can't
as far as. You know, the Ram is saying, right, it's similar, it's talking similar. Just the Ram said that what Chayshish. Maybe he doesn't really mean it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying, we see he doesn't mean it. And then I think we see he doesn't really mean it. You're right. From bottom line, from down to
there.
You need to explain it right. That's right. The Nathari would need it. Once you do a Bedika, why do you need a Bittul? So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's Kasha, and that's why. The Gemara says, I want to do a Bittul. Okay. You'll just have to get that Chazir Arayim. You you did a betika, why do you need a bittul? That's a gemara. And that's what I'm going to say. If you did a bittul, why do you need a betika? That's the matzah, because Rashi says. That's the, basically the building blocks of this parak, to know those two prices. Now let's get Tosfos inside. Tosfos brings down the top Tosfos. Pirsha Kuncha Shalei Lava Avai Bayim. I say the Kosh Shalei, Kibi Shatsar Pitol Kedana the Gemara. Haplay Diksar Shiavat. The derives of the Dikul Biyal Masagi. And my Yitzricha Chacham and Bidika Klal. That's the Kasha we've been discussing. That if you do Pitol, why do you need Bidika? But then we'll read. The Alpha got the Saki, the Bittu the Alma, Chmiru Chachon and Lute Chometu Levarai, Shalayavim Oyel. This is the Shittas Taisus. Why does a person need to do Bidika if he does Bittu? Shalayavim Oyel. So a person should not come to finding it and to eating it. Chay Mashmul Lekamot. This is a Raya. Obviously, the Raya to Taisus is going to be a Kasha Rashi. Has been arrived to this shita that the reason you need a bedika is shalayav imaychon. What's the raya? The chay mashmul akaman dafyud. The boira kikar b'shvei kaira. A person has a cookie on a beam on a high beam. Is it enough bittul? I doma zinim dinafu v'asil imaychay. Or maybe you have to be chayshish that it might fall down. There it is now. You can reach it. Well, the chayshu zimna dinaf alasi lamechlay. Maybe it'll fall down. You'll come to eat it by mistake to eat it. So that's the right to chayshus. Pretty right to chayshus, no? What does this say? The chay mashma. That's the chay mashma. It's the chay behegi. Ela come on, no? This is the chay maris mashma. Daf yud. That the dika is because you might eat it. Well, that's the lashon of the Gemara. Dilma zimna dinafu v'asi l'meichlai. Sounds like it's a beferish Gemara like this. Not just mashma like this. Yeah, but we see that if it'll fall, what's the reason you have to get rid of it? Because there's no mashma l'meichlai. What's it for? Why do you have to get rid of it? Because of dilma asi l'meichlai. You see beferish like this. Don't you see, isn't it a fairish like Tosfos? The Gemara says that if it falls, oh, that's the Gemara Shaila. Maybe it will fall, maybe it won't. But it's clear from that Gemara that if it falls, you have to get the chametz in your house. Why do you have to get rid of it? Because of Dilma, because of Asi Lamechlai. You might eat it. Like if it falls, it's a fairish, it's not just Mashma. That's the fairish of Gemara. So the parrot is that it's not really a proof. That Gemara only is a proof that if there's chametz, if you know there's chametz, you have to get rid of it because it's still not a mechla. If you know that there's chametz there, that Gemara proves that we're afraid that you might come to eat it, so you have to destroy it. But our Rashi was not saying a case where you know this chametz. Our Rashi was saying that you have to do a bedika, you have to search your house for chametz. Why do you have to search for chametz? You can't, it's only mashma, it's not a proof that that's because you might eat it. Because maybe if you know this chametz, chazal or chayshish, you might eat it. So you have to get rid of it. But in a case where you don't know, you have to do a bedika, you know there's probably chametz somewhere in your house, but you don't know of any particular chametz. In that case, we can't prove from Daf Yud that there's a Gzeirah Dilma Asil Meichel. So, in effect, Taisa says the Chay Mashma because it's not a proof. If that only proves that we're going to Dilma Asil Meichel, if you know this Chametz, not if there might be Chametz. If so, we can answer Rashi. And this is a cash on Rashi. Rashi said Bidika is because of Bayu Abayu Masay. So Tosfos, what do you mean Bidika? Bidika is Dilma Asil Meichlei. Now we can finally answer Rashi. Rashi will say like this. I'm writing to you, Tosfos, if you know this chametz, that is a Gzeira Dilma Asil Meichlei. If you see the chametz in front of your eyes, you have to get rid of it because of Gzeira that you might come to eat it. I'll be writing to that. In a case where you don't see the chametz, but you want to take a kibble and do a bedikah and search for chametz, there Rashi says, I'm not my dissertations. There, Chazal doesn't make exactly until Masu the Mechlai, because maybe you'll find chametz, and even if you find chametz, you might forget, and then you'll come to eat it. Make like a double zera that you might find it, and then when you find it, you might eat it. So there, Rashi doesn't agree with Tosis. But in a case where you see the chametz with your eyes, you know it's there, so then, could be that Rashi's made it to Tosis. That's a good mahava. To explain, to answer Tosis, Kasha, or Rashi. Now Rashi will say, I'm related to you in a case where you see the chametz. And I'm related to you. Mechayrit is another raya to this mahala, because later the Gemara says if you find chametz on yontif, you're kaifal of plea, that you put a plea on it. Rashi there says if you find chametz on Pesach, you have to be kaifal of plea. Rashi says shalai yishkach b'yad lenu, because otherwise you might forget and eat it. So Rashi's later that there's such a gezeira of Shami Yishkaf Yad Lenin. So you see, Rashi himself uses such a gezeira of Shami Yad Lenin. If so, we can go with what we're saying now, that a chametz yadura, a chametz that you see with your eyes, Rashi's maida, is a gezeira of Shami Yad Lenin. It's only to be biting, but to search for chametz, there Rashi doesn't know of this takana of Shami Yad Lenin. Okay, everyone satisfied with that? It's a push the thing. It's a straight mahala. Except that it says to something we said yesterday. Someone pointed it out. What?
On the room that's
coming. Alright, so we've come out what we said yesterday, the Nafkamina to the Rashi and Tosis. Go back to that. The stack was Nafkamina. Now we have to readjust the stipla's nafkamina b'chara. The stipla said that if you have a room, somebody is an onus, and he didn't do bedika, is he allowed to go there? Is he allowed to be there? B'chara, we'd have to say that that's only true. The stipla said that like Rashi, you're allowed to go into such a room. There's no gzeira shem yechlen. B'chara, that's only true in a room where you didn't do bedika. You don't know if this happens. But let's say you have a place, you know for sure there's chametz there. The closet that you put away your chametz. You know for sure there's chametz. It would come out that Rashi would be made to Tosis. That is exactly Shami Yechlanus. But that Nafkamina, the Stipler's Nafkamina, would still be true in the Stipler's case. If you look in the Stipler, he says in a house that's not bothered. But it would not be true in a case where you know there's chametz. Because we're saying now, the Rashi will be made to Tosis in a case where you know that the chametz is there, that is there is Shami Yechlan. Additionally, we're holding a mechitza on Shabbos, on Yontif. Yesterday I mentioned that the question of whether building a mechitza for the chametz is a mechitza hamateres. I said yesterday that Mechayra according to Rashi, it's not a Mechita HaMateres, because you can go to the house anyway. You can go to the house anyway, so it's not a Mechita HaMateres. So that's why Rashi asks that you should be able to build a Mechita. But, according to what we're saying now, it's not true. Because when you see the Chametz, with your own eyes, and you know it's there, either Rashi's like the Tosis, this is there, Shami Yechlan. So these two nafkaminas from yesterday, the stipler, and the point about it being a mechita amateres, b'chayra now, if we go with the mahalas that we're discussing, in Rashi, we have to change what we said yesterday. It's only half true. We say it's true in the case where you just didn't do a bedika. So Rashi doesn't hold this as a Rishon Yechon. But in a case where you know the chametz is there, you found it on Yontif, so then Rashi will be made to taste it, so it's that it's a Zeyr HaShem Yechon. So the Kasha, that's why Rashi has the Kasha, that the Chometz Yadura, we said if a great Chometz in your house, you have to build a Mechitza. That's why Rashi asked, if you find your own Chometz, you should certainly need a Mechitza. Rashi answers that the Yaynecha is enough to be Kaifakun, even destroyed.
We're saying now,
you can't build a Mechitza anyway, it's a Mechitza on Akar. What we said yesterday, that would be incorrect.
Why does
Rashi say that as part of it? Why Rashi say it here? So Rashi is talking about why you have to search for Chametz. That's not talking about why you have to be Mevar Chametz. It will be Mevar Chametz. So Rashi would say, Shami Adlan. But if I can search for Chametz, why do you have to search for Chametz? That's not because of Shami Adlan. So as of now, we don't have a tariff then. And we have the problem, Rav Shach in Davi Ezri has a different tariff on Rashi than this which we just said. Rav Shach points out that there's a Mishnah Tzmura. And the Mishnah Tzmura says that there's a mitzvah to destroy all Yisurei Hanah. Any Yisurei Hanah, Arama, Kali HaKerem, Masa B'Chalav, any Yisurei Hanah, some Yisurei Hanah from the sister burn, some on the Kvarim, it's enough to bury it, throw it into the ocean. But all Yisurei Hanah a person is supposed to destroy. Now, if there's such a Mishnah, and there is such a Mishnah, everybody here should immediately be bothered by Akasha. Right. The next part of Taisus, I'll get to back to Rav Shach in a second, just the next lines in Taisus. Hatam Shech Miru Kant Fein Mibishani Surianos. Shlo Yitzrichu Nevaro. Right, the next line in Taisus, and the whole rest of Taisus really, this is why were they more machna by Chametz that you have to destroy it? And not by all of the Surianos. So we learned this Taisus within Baba, because we don't learn Tumura. We do it, forgot it. So it didn't bother us, right? It was a good Taisus. Taisus, how come Chametz has to destroy it, not everything else? But the truth is that Taisus is a pellet. And Rav Shach is the Kasha, and Rav Chanan is. What are you Taisus talking about? You have to destroy all Yisurei. You do have to destroy it, it's a Mishnah Tzmura. All Yisurei, now you have to destroy it, it says Shema Yavai Lidei Takala. What does it mean, Shema Yavai Lidei Takala? It means you shouldn't come to eat a mistake. The Taisus is a Pella. I'm going to get back to it. First, I want to play it. Because there will be Surya and Nod, there aren't any others. It's Kali Karim, Arma, and Basra Bahama. The only other Surya and Nod is the Tire Ops, Surya and Makashin. And Abhagara. It says, Kalhanik Varim. It's basically, it says, any of us might not. It certainly includes all the things.
It's just that everyone,
we have like, this Mishnah, this Shita. We don't know about why this is a Mishnah. Why
should we have this Mishnah? So why don't we, don't find it as a Mishnah, we don't see people burning, destroying Yisurei Hanah.
Because we don't really have. I never had Yisurei Hanah in my house.
The same was that they went to, and Bas HaMachal, right?
Basa B'chol, I never had Basa B'chol in my house. If I would have had Basa B'chol in my house, I immediately take it and go to the bathroom with washing out of the house. Which is what I'm supposed to do. It certainly seems to be saying. It seems to say that you're going to burn it. Right, so we'll get back to Titus. Let's first talk about, again, Rav Shach says, that all Yisurei Hanah have a mission to destroy. Chametz, he says there are two dinim by Chametz. There are two dinim that you have to destroy Chametz. One is the same din as all Yisurim. Just like you have to get rid of all Yisurim, Kali HaKerem and Arba and etc. The same thing, you have to get rid of Chametz, it's no worse than all Yisurei Hanah. But there's a second din by Chametz, which is the specific takana of Bedika, where Chazal said that by Chametz is a Maisa HaMitzvah. Destroying Chametz is not just a practical thing, like it is by all other Yisurei Hanah. All other Yisurei Hanah, it's a practical consideration that You're not supposed to come with the chametz. You get rid of the chametz. You get rid of the Yisrael. The chametz is the second din, and that is the Chazal made it a ma'isa mitzvah. Since the Torah has a concept of tashvisu sarim ubateichem, of getting rid of chametz, so Chazal said that the dika chametz is a ma'isa mitzvah. L'mayin afkamina, we make a bracha. When you do the dika, we make a bracha before the dika. Now, if you're going to come home and find basa b'chalav in your house, and you go and flush it away, you're not going to make a bracha. Hashem says to God, I'll be your basa b'chalav. Why? Because destroying basa b'chalav, Chazal made such a takana as a siyag, that a person Shalayavu the day takala, Chazal said, if you have Yisrael on your house, get rid of it. But it's not a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. By chametz, Chazal said more. He said that there's a ma'isa ha-mitzvah of getting rid of chametz, of searching the chametz, searching through your house for chametz and getting rid of the chametz. That's a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. Now this Yisrael really says in the Nagib Yehuda, well before the Shabbat. Leib Yehuda and Shuvah Samach and Samach Aleph in the Leib Yehuda, he says this is said, and with this he explains the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which is also a Rambam. The halacha is you make a bidik for a bidik of Hametz. Yes, someone didn't do bidik before Yantiv and it's after Yantiv and he didn't do bidik. He was a Peshaya, or he was a Shegeg, and I mean, it doesn't matter what. He wasn't fighting for Chametz before Yantif. Halach is after Yantif, you do a Bedikah. Like I mentioned to you yesterday, that we certainly pass him that you play the Kaidim Amayim, you play the Glach Amayim. If you do a Bedikah after Pesach, you make a bracha. The Rambam says no. The Rambam's question is, you make a bracha on Bedikah before Yantif, or during Yantif. During Yantif, if you reminded yourself you didn't do a bedika, you make a bracha. But he doesn't say ma'acha Yantif. Ma'acha Yantif, you do a bedika without a bracha. So the Nagib Yehuda is bothered. Why? What's the difference? The bedika is before Yantif, which needs a bracha. During Yantif, which needs a bracha. Why not after Yantif? The Nagib Yehuda answers, and Rav Shach says the same thing as on his own, that the bedika before Yantif or during Yantif, that's a bedika which is a din of a ma'isa mitzvah, the Chazal of Chizaya, and this is bedika. So that ma'isa mitzvah, that requires a bracha. The bedika after Yantif, that's already like Kaleya Kerem, Orla, Chavit after Yantif, why is that only Surayana? There's no Tashbisu, there's no Mitzvah Tashbisu after Yantif. No mitzvahs that are special for chametz. Chametz sha'amar olav ha-pesach, it's like orla, it's like halei akeret. There, you get rid of it without a bracha. Because after Yantif, you only have the first din bedikah. The first thing that you have to get rid of your chametz. Because it's like halei akeret, it's suri anah, only suri anah. So there you don't make a bracha. It's only during Yantif, or before Yantif, we have both dinim. You have to get rid of the shloyev and the day kakala, plus you have this extra din. So there we have both dinim, so there you make a bracha. Speak up. Make bracha. Yeah, it's a knack, that's right. We make bracha on Mrs. Rabbana. No. String the arla, I mean the isab in the arla, then I. So it's a difference, it doesn't make a difference. Well, I see, I have to get that. You have to know, not every difference makes a difference. Okay? When you do this to the rasta, you make a bracha. You do this to Jehovah, you also make a bracha. It's different. One says, you shake rule the first day, you make a bracha. Shake rule the second day, you make a bracha. First day is the rasta, second day is Jehovah. Make the same bracha.
Yeah.
So I'm going to spiritually come to that. Good. What Rav Shach does with this Yisrael is he uses it to answer Rashi and to say that Rashi Shita is that there's no Gezeira Shalu Echlenu at all. There's never a Gezeira of the Dika of the Shalu Echlenu. There's no such Rashi, doesn't hold there's such a Gezeira. Aye, the Gemara on Daf Yud says Zimnin Dinafu Vasi L'Mechle. He says Rashi will hold that Osi L'Mechle, that's Osi L'Mechle of Arla and Kali Akerem. Rashi doesn't hold that is a Takana of Bidika. That is a Takana of Bidika because of the Gezeira Dilma Osi L'Mechle. There's no such thing. That Osi L'Mechle on Daf Yud is talking about a Yid who already did a good bedika. He was playing his whole house, and he searched through his house, he didn't find any chavis. He was using the kayin, what the chazan, what the terus kedeya, that you have to do a bedika. And that's good enough. The Gemara says, maybe you should destroy it, because if it's bought, he might come to eat it. Maybe it would be mechayivim to get a stick and knock down the chavis and get rid of it. Because of Dilma Asi L'Mechle. That Dilma Asi L'Mechle is not the mitzvah of bedika's chavis. That's Arla. If you have Arla, you have the same shayla. If I have Arla, how are you carrying the Shmekaira? Do I have to be afraid it's going to fall down? I have to destroy it because it's going off to the right. It's exactly the same question. That question on that Yud, which mentions Dilmah to the Mechle, is talking about the Algemein Din of all the Surah Anah that you have to get rid of it. It's not a special Din in Hilchos Chametz. So of that din, that if you know Yad Yisroel, you have to get rid of it, Rashi's minded to Tosis. That's not pure. If it's there, Rashi's minded to Tosis, you have to get rid of it. That's nothing to do with Bidikas Chametz. Bidikas Chametz, Rashi holds, they never made a takana, a special takana of Dilma Asi L'Mechle by Bidikas Chametz. The reason for Bidikas Chametz is a totally different reason. Rashi's reason, because he might not be Mabat, but Shalom, and you'll be able to buy your volume up. What Rav Shach is saying is that Rashi doesn't hold at all that this is Gezeira Dilma Asi L'Mechle. Not the way we started. The way we learned before I spoke at Rav Shach, the first way to learn Rashi is what? Okay, then, right. The first way I started off today, the first Mahalakhi could add in Rashi, is that Rashi's Maida, that if you see the Chametz, is Gezeira Dilma Asi L'Mechle. Rav Shach says, no. The Pshat in that Gemara and that Yud, Rashi holds by Chametz, there's no Gezeira Dilma Asi L'Mechle. The Gemara and that Yud is talking about a different thing. It's talking about the end of Halacha of Mishnayis Gemurah, which is a din that any Surah Anah that a person comes across, you have to get rid of. But it's not this Halacha. Shas says, you think in the middle of Pesach, a person is going to find a kiko b'shmekayla, he's going to have to make a bracha. Hashem says, "Nivano abedika abir chametz to get rid of it." He says, "No, he did a normal bedika, and if he did a kiko b'shmekayla, which is going to fall down, why do you get rid of it? Like all other, not the takana, the special takana bedika chametz, which is to search out your house. Two totally different things." If you didn't do a proper bedika, because then that would fall under the takana of bedika.
He does hold it as a concept of shami avilei efa. Of course, you see by the case where he covered with the kli.
So Rav Shach says the same thing when it says kaifal of kli. The reason for kaifal of assuming a person did a good bedika is a kindness to you. Now he finds chametz on Pesach. So kaifal of kli, shami avilei efa could be the same din like arba kali akam. It would also, it's not our tochus bedika. There's one takana to do bedika. If you did a good bedika, your mekayim yichiyah finished. Our tochus pesach, you're satisfied, you're finished, you're mekayim the mitzvah, you did what you have to do. If you find chametz in pesach now, you still did a good bedika. If you find chametz in pesach now, it's like finding Allah and Kalei Akarim and Bata Mechalim. So you have to cover it with a kli because you can't burn. The same thing if you find Allah. Or a bus of a chala, you should cover with a kaila.
It'll be a problem with the terrace.
What?
It'll be a problem with the terrace.
Won't be a problem, but I don't want to get confused yet. Okay? Why don't we walk away with this? I'd like to just to have a clerk out here. Well, we come away according to a shach, is the following. Chazal said, Avsochus Chametz, do a good bedikah. And before Pesach, if you forgot before Pesach, during Pesach. Do a good bedikah, check your whole house. If you did that, you should be satisfied, you should feel good, you'll mechai what Chazal mechai didn't do. That's all. If you find Chametz on Pesach now, that's like, oh, we're finding any Yisrael or not. There's nothing to do with the Tachana of Chazal to do a bedikah. You did your bedikah. If you find Chametz, it happens. A person did a good bedikah, especially people with little kids, you never know where you find your Chametz. So, afterwards, you find Chametz in a place, assuming you did a good bedikah. You find Chametz now, there's nothing to do with it. You did a bedikah, you're mechai. And now you have to get rid of it because at least right now you have to get rid of it. And you will not need a bracha. This is all according to Rashi. This is all an explanation of Rashi. According to Tysus, that's up. According to Tysus, show me other life. Why are you going to need a bracha? Okay.
You have to take that
according to Tysus. According to Tysus, even after Pesach, it could be that you would make a bracha. Nothing else. That's right. It's going to happen to Gemara later that if somebody leaves his home many days before Pesach, let's say someone leaves his house a week before Pesach, so you do a bedikah before you leave. Right? You do a bedikah before you leave the house. That bedikah is believe bracha. Bracha that you make, if you leave your house many days beforehand, believe bracha. In the Birchas Avraham, he suggests that the reason for that is because of the same halacha saying now. Because there are two dinim in bedikah. One is the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, the chazal ha-kedeya, a mitzvah of bedikah, a leil yadalit. And that mitzvah requires a bracha. And any other bedikah, that's just from the other bedikah kol. Any other bedikah that you make any other time, it's not that ma'isa ha-mitzvah, chazal ha-kedeya. And you're doing it so that when Pesach comes, you shouldn't come. But it's not that nice and mitzvah Chazal set up. That nice and mitzvah will tell you down. Anything else you do, you're doing for practical reasons. Comes Pesach, you don't want to come. So you're doing it for practical reasons because you don't want to come. But it's not the nice and mitzvah Chazal set up. The bedikah, which is the nice and mitzvah, which is Leil Yadalit, and that's the Leil Yadalit. And then there's the other. Shemayah is a takala. Which takala? Really, here it's more than a takala of not eating it, but there's a takala that shouldn't be ever by your mother. Okay. But the point is that any time you get rid of chametz for practical reasons, you don't make a problem. Anytime you get rid of chametz just because you know that you don't get rid of it, you have problems, you don't make a problem. Unless you're doubting. When you're doing the Chakon of Chazal, that might have missed for then, that's when you make the brush. This is all according to Rashi. This is all true, this is all by Rashi. Rashi learns Bedikah is not because of Shemi Yavi Leifert. Rashi of Bedikah is, he might not do a bit of Malay Shalom, so we have the Chakon of Bedikah. Shemi Yavi Leifert, Shemi Yavi Leifert. I is a concept of Shalaya by Bayim. Why? That's a different concept. Up to Din of Bedikah, to Bayim Rabbayim Masay, there's a nice amiss of Bedikah, Chazal said it up on Leil Yadalit. And that's a nice amiss of Bedikah. All other Bedikahs are practical concerns. You know, a lot of times, a day before Pesach, a person has a lot of chametz in his house. He throws it back, he's taking it to the garbage. So that the night of Bedikah, you don't wait for the night of Bedikah to clean your house. You throw the chametz out the whole month before. Some people start out before than that. Some people start earlier. But you're throwing out chametz for a long time. You don't make broth on throwing away all that chametz. The according to this aspect, the point is that the mitzvah of bedikah is a ma'isa mitzvah of Leil Yadalit. All other getting rid of chametz, whether it's after Pesach or before Pesach, that's always the way I know. Anytime, right? That's a practical thing. A person shouldn't come to Yedei Takala. A person has to try to get rid of everything he could. So this is the sort of Shach's explanation. As I said, it's going to be a site in understanding the difference between Bedikas Chametz and getting rid of all these Sereyanot. Now, getting now to the rest of Taisus, we have a problem now. It's a big problem. How do you want to type that? Tav Shech Niru Kad Tzvei Mevishari Sereyanot. What's going on? So Rav Chanan says, listen carefully, because Rav Chanan asks this kasha, that what Taisus is talking about, every year so you have to destroy. So Rav Chanan answers, Taisus means, is by Arva, Kali, Karim, Basa, Bechala, if you know it's there, you have a mitzvah of Biyot, you have to destroy it. But there's no mitzvah of Bedika, you have to search for it. By Chametz, there's a mitzvah also of Bedika. So one problem is that Taisus says, "Lo yitzricha levara." Let us sit well to Taisus Lush. I had another problem with Bochanan. Just saw you. Think about Bochanan says. What's Bochanan say? By Chametz, Taisus bothered. How come by Chametz you have to search for it? And by everything else, you don't have to do Bedika. If I came to you and I asked you a kasha, how come Erev Pesach you doing bedika if you have the chametz, and you're not doing bedika for arba? What would you answer? What would you tell me? If you're allowed, then you'll say that. So a practical person. With no chesha, why should I think this all in my house? What's the chametz talking about? Bedika for arba? Anybody who does Bedika Farva in the house? Someone came over to you and said, you should buy the gas for Farva. Wow, I should buy the Farva and Kaya Karen, that's the Farva. You look at him like he is.
That's what Tyson Paris is.
That's what Tyson Paris. Tyson Paris is this. You come to eat, you won't come. The cash doesn't begin. Well, if somebody asks cash, why should you do Bedika Farva? Why are you supposed to wake up every morning? First thing in the morning, I make a bedika, I take a candle every night, I make a candle. The kasha doesn't start. What? Well, Rav Chanan is saying that that place is kasha. How come by Chametz there's a mitzvah of bedika? And by Arva, Kaya Kalamas, Bechala, there's no mitzvah of bedika. Well, what's the habit of a mitzvah of bedika? It's like there's something wrong. What is something wrong? Well, why was the habit of a mitzvah of bedika for Arva? Or Kaya Karen? What? I'm going to look for a fruit which grew in the first leaf.
How are you going to
know when
you find fruit?
I don't know how
I'm going to know.
Why is there a question? You just make the test sure. You're right. You make the test sure.
Why should you do anything else?
What?
Why should
you do anything else? So by Chametz, there's a reason. Because Chametz, a whole year is in my house. So when I do Bedika, the night of Pesach, we usually find something. This is my wife cleaning. I know some people. Well, one of the Chidushim you should learn in the Steps of Sakhin that there's something called Bedika Chametz. Many homes, they put out 10 pieces of bread and then they find 10 pieces of bread and that's Bedika. It's not Bedika. Mitzvah Bedika Chametz is to search for Chametz. In our house, we go through the whole house. It takes me a few hours to do Bedika. Because usually my kids spot out all excited when I finish usually sleeping already. It's the younger one. Because the halachi, it doesn't mean that you have to empty every closet again and empty every drawer. Because then it'll say, you won't make it for Pesach. But the person has to go through all the things and make sure everything was checked, nothing was thrown in for the minute. The person is supposed to do a certain amount of searching. So Baruch Hashem, I had a house full of children, so we usually find something which makes it more fun if you find something. You know. So, but that's the Bedika. The Bedika is past research of Chametz. So it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Even though you clean the house, it still makes sense. You look for Chametz. To find places that when you do, you don't clean. But for Arba, that just doesn't, the whole Rebbe Chanan, it's a tema. I don't know if you're Rebbe Chanan. I have to see all the problems. He's talking about the Kikas Arba. I don't know
if you're
Rebbe Chanan. Why is that Arba's
Pasar
a whole year?
There's no reason for us to be
invited to the Kikas Arba. No, Pesach Teres is that Arba's us the whole year, and you're Bedili Minei. We're not afraid to come to you. Chavitz were afraid to come to eat. Because Pesach is over his sheet, everything is, you might eat it. And the Chavitz, why you don't do the beak? Who? The Ram Chavitz afraid of it?
Same way.
The joint became Lashon Shai Sukhov, Tehran Kovov, or all of the Tzadkar, Pesukhov. Pesukhov
Medika,
see, it's the Tarish Medika.
What's the answer? So, oh, the
answer to the Yasukhov, the Yasukhov. That's Kashavapana.
That's what I'm saying.
But what is the answer? Does the answer that the
Pesukhov
doesn't make sense?
So, he always says that the Pesukhov says, all the Vaisukhov, the Vaisukhov, the Vaisukhov, the Vaisukhov, the
But all is it?
No, I'm saying according to the saying that the beak is the right so there is no question. Okay. Or you can say there is no question, there is no answer. But it is said that the answer is not said.
No.
Come on. I'm saying there is a contact with you.
Alright, it says in our Kaaba, so it says. I still don't understand it. So what does he mean? That every day you should do B'dika from the home. Every evening you come home without an Arab and you do B'dika. That's a kasha. Okay. Well, I find it
hard to say
that. Because you've been out for 4 years, you have those kashas in your hands. Taisus is answering, Taisus is answering, why did you have to do B'dika? Because you bothered me later a whole year, so we're not worried. That's the reason.
I'm not worried, but it's confusing.
We're not competing. What?
Maybe it's a comparison.
But if you take it, Mishum Dechon, it's Mutra Kal Hashana.
Right.
Then, according to you, you should say Mishum Dechon, it's Matsuri Kal Hashana. That's what you should say. That's the same thing. It's Mashma Dechon, it's Mutra Kal Hashana. And Allah is also Kal Hashana. Why does Rabbi Chanan here say, "Both the taste of cashews should be both defiled"? Why should it be both defiled?
Every time you buy food, you check to make sure that it's
true. But I have no reason to bedeek in my house. If I buy it, I have to buy the cashews. So when I buy something in the food store, I have to make sure that it's not off. But there's not a reason to bedeek in my house. It's not a
thing.
Yeah, but then the kasha doesn't begin. The kasha, why don't you do bedika? Where does that kasha start from? So it's two weeks to root him, and then take the place of that giving the promise of shit. Okay. If you satisfy Rabbi Chanan, I have no complaint to you. I just personally, it sounded difficult. Rav Shach Blad Shver also on Pesach. In the piece, he Blad Shver on Pesach, so maybe he doesn't answer. But could we say maybe, the thing out loud, maybe Pesach means. We just said that by Chomet, there are two reasons for B'dika. One, Shomer Yavah Zeh Kekala, and one, the Maisa Mitzvah. Of Bia. I'm not talking about B'dika. Okay, I'm talking about Bia. I'm putting aside Rabbi Chomet for a while. I'm not talking about B'dika. I'm talking about Bia. So we make a bracha on Bia Chomet because it's a Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe we can learn Taisus. The Tamshik Miru Kant Fei, meaning, why over here, has thou made a Maisa Mitzvah out of it to give it a Chametz, which they didn't do by Kalaika? I just want to test it that way. What's the reason that Chazal made a Takana, a Maisa Mitzvah B'dika, which they didn't make anything else? I think to try to answer it that way. I'm not sure if the Tzuritzim fit though. The Tzuritzim fit. Paul is saying, maybe Taisus needs to ask different kasha. Taisus needs to ask, how come by Kali Akarem they didn't make a Maisa Mitzvah of getting rid of Kali Akarem? The Zal Kaka says you get rid of it, whatever they took on. They didn't call it a Maisa Mitzvah, and by Chomet they did. Mashna. Hatam Shech Miru Kant Bein Bishar Yisrael Na. That doesn't fit Shalai Yitzrichu Na Ba'alam. He said to the language. I thought that was right. I tried to slip it into the Lashon, but it doesn't fit into the word. Shalai Tzrichu Levayom.
don't know. It's a problem with Tyson. It's very hard to ask a question based on a Mishnah and not have a parrot. So the call out Shana, but I never left the case, that's the way to deal with it. The devil will come up. And I love you, the bus of a call of all of a color of Karim, she saw him now, it gets her out. The Nazir Nami, Yisurei Shai Lachrini, okay, so the Vashar Bamerz, that the word Nazir, Nazir is not Yisurei Anah, Nazir, why have Anah, it's an certainly allowed to have Anah from Yayin. So the Mashah says that the word Nazir here is Labdaka, that just really means in the Dharam in general, someone makes a neder on Yisurei Anah. So why does he have to destroy it? Tell it is Yisurei Shari Lachrini. Because why would Chazal say destroy it if other people could have an offer of it? But it would not say that you should destroy it. What?
You can't
have it
yourself.
Right. Since others could
have
enough. But it's Yisurei Anah. So that's like this kasha. So how come by Nidorim they didn't make a takana? So the answer is to destroy Lachrini. So why should Chazal say destroy it? But someone else have enough. Put it out in the street. But someone else have enough. This Basemis is not to produce a Nazir, because we find by a Nazir that a Nazir is supposed to be Machik from Yayin, the Kavar Alois Sikra, because that is not even supposed to go near a Karen. And therefore, a Nazir, we're not talking about a Nazir as only up to Bachilo, Bishtia, of grapes and wine. We do have one. A Nazir is not allowed to be involved at all with grapes or wine. A Nazir is not allowed to sell it either. So he says that it could be that's why Tysus was bothered. If Nazir is not, he's Surya Anah. But since Chazal made it to Yog, that a Nazir shouldn't do anything, we shouldn't go near, shouldn't even walk through a vineyard. So since Chazal made it to Takana, then a Nazir has to be Machik, so it's similar to Surya Anah. But why did Chazal say destroy it? The tenet is Shoy Lachrini. If the Nazir ends up, for some reason he got wine. So Chazal didn't say destroy it, it's Shoy Lachrini. You can let other people use it. Why is the Nazir?
Drinks
wine.
He
says, on his spirit? Yes, in contact. Inami Shani Khamish Shechmiu by Taylor Labra of the Barra of Ayamat, Shechmiu Chacham Lizek Ulavara. In fact, that mentioned Lizek Ulavara. That's a Lech of the Bitlai. Shemdil Ma'asi Lamechla. Let's take the second parrot. The Tin Chamish Yehba Barra of Ayamat say, so that's why Hazawa Mach. Come with Muhammad and Basil Muhammad. Let's test the test. Chametz is Muhammad, why? Because this is how you know about your. Okay. Basil Muhammad has a chumrah that there's an issue to even cook it. So chumrah by Basil Muhammad. So, there's issue by Kalei Kerem, Makayim Kayim. By Kalei Kerem, there's also an issue to be Mekayimit, to do anything, even to walk by and not rip it off. Why is Pasa B'chol? Tesis says Chametz is worse than the other three.
Because the Mekayimit is very tough,
made it seem to Yod because of the Achilles. I don't want to make it seem to Yod about the Rav Mekayimit. Okay, good. Now just, I want everyone to understand the Kasha. The Kasha is, Tesis says that Chametz is more Chametz because it's Ayurah B'ayimah. It's true. But it happens to be that Pasa B'chol has its own Chametz also. Pasuk B'chalav is even also the Bishul. Pasuk B'chalav is also Shalaika Derech Achila. Then I tell you that even Shalaika Derech Achila is an issue that we have by Pasuk B'chalav and not by Shari Surin. Klayim has a Chumrah of Mekayim Klayim. You're not even allowed to walk past it and not rip it out. Everything has Chumrah. But we're going to learn later in the Perek that you say that there are Sameach. The Sameach you say the chiddush, and we'll see why it's a chiddush. But the yisrael d'asameach is that bal yirah and bal yimatzeh is a zayraisa dikas siyog for achila. In other words, the Torah says that mo yimatzeh sa'adav ateichem ki kol eichel machnes es v'nichlesa. The Torah says the same. Why is there Ikabali Mase? Because Kolay Chamachmes is a Nifusha. Because if you're going to be over by your own, you might come to eat Chamas. Keep Kolay Chamachmes is a Nifusha. The Sumer says that by Yirah, by Yimasei, is a deraisa dikas yog against Achim. That's Shana Tesis. That Pasa, the Chomet is unique, that the Torah makes the yogim against Achim. So the Torah makes the yogim, so the Rabbanan understood also, makes the yogim. That we don't find by others. Right, there's one more the Kuda in Rav Shach, and that is Rav Shach talks about a sugya later on Daf Dalet. Someone who rents an apartment. If you rent an apartment, who has to do the bedikah? You or the landlord? What's the deal? It depends when you rent them. The Gemara says if he gave him the keys before the night of bedikah, then the tenant has to do bedikah. If he gave him the keys after the smat bedikah, then it's the landlord that has to do bedikah. That's what it says in the Gemara. Zot Rashi, Mesirat Masteach is a kinyan for rentals. Giving a key for rentals, that's a kinyan. That's a nice kinyan. Chaisus on that Dalet is Masteach. Says that he's never heard of such a king. He says the Sirius Mateach is not a king at all. Now Shach says that this machlekes Rashi Tosis is a machlekes l'shitasa. What's the machlekes? Tosis shita is why do you do a bedika? Shema Yavei Laichla, right? It's Shema Yavei Laichla. So according to Taisus, what are you kinyan for? If you're living in a house, you have to do a bedikah. Because you might come to eat the chametz that's in your house. If it's in your house, you open the drawer and you find it, you're going to eat it. According to Taisus, which he taught by, there's no reason to say anything about kinyanim. It's just pashit. If you're in the house, you might come to eat it, it's your chiyuv to do bedikah. However, like Rashi, there is no gezeirah shel miyaveh laichla. There is no such gezeirah that you might come to eat it. So according to Rashi, why did the tenant have to do bedikah? It's not his chametz. He's not going to be able to buy a rabbi in Lasse. Well, why did he have to do a bedikah? Zakar Shach. Because that's like a tenai in the rental. If a landlord rents you something, it's a tenai in the rental that if you're fully in, he's renting you an apartment, you're going to treat the apartment properly. Just like if you rent an apartment, you're not allowed to care right on the wall, and you're not allowed to destroy anything. You have to treat it like a normal, like a normal tenant. The same thing, if you rent an apartment, it comes out of your dalet, your chiyuvim as a tenant is to do a bedikah. How is that chiyuv chal? So you need a kinyan. How is this chiyuv chal? Who is chal with a kinyan? So Rashi has to learn, since Rashi learns bedikah is after his chayvus of a tenant, he learned that it was seen as mateach as a kinyan, and it depends on a king. According to Taisus, Taisus didn't have to come on to it. According to Taisus, then why do you have to do a bedikah? Pashit! Shema Yavei Laichlan. Remember what kinyan is? Shema Yavei Laichlan. You're in an apartment, you have to be minded, you might come to eat. What we're going to do is we're going to end up with a long list of nafkaminis, the irrational taisus, and this first nafkaminis, irrational taisus, and parrot. This is going to come back, you know. At the end of the year, you'll still remember, you need to get other things. We're going to make a list. Yesterday, I think we had five nafkaminis, if you're irrational taisus. Five nafkaminis, if you learn what the particular for this reason or for that reason. Today, Rav Shach is learning. Clearly, this is another nafkamina, to see us matech of the Kenyan. And Rav Shach's parrot is also a nafkamina. We're going to, hopefully, we'll make a list over the year of nafkaminas. We'll see that the Mafleks Rashi and Taisus has a tremendous amount of nafkaminas. Even though tomorrow we're going to move on, glad that tomorrow, the second day for the Mishnah, we'll have yet another Nafkamina. This is our service, and the second day for the Mishnah, find another Nafkamina. Tomorrow, be ready, and you'll forewarned. We're going to learn, finish the Mishnah, but we're also going to start the Gemara. Anybody who started the Gemara knows that some of these goes very quickly. So, make sure you cover the Amit. We're going to cover that phase rather quickly. There is an Indian, those of you who have finished making a lady, I'll tell you where to look for additional details.